Have you ever heard that song from Bobby McFerrin? It's called Don't Worry, Be Happy. This little song I wrote, you might wanna sing it note by note. Don't worry, be happy. And then it goes into the whole refrain. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. And it just kind of goes on with that. So it's kind of one of those songs you get it stuck in your head, and it's just there for a long, long time. And I was thinking about that a little bit this morning in regards to the third Sunday of Advent we celebrate, because this is known as Gaudete Sunday, and this idea of having happiness or joy or fulfillment is something that's really embedded into this third Sunday of Advent. And in the readings are really expressive of this type of anticipation and this joy that we're already experiencing at the coming of the Lord. We in letter to St. Paul to the Philippians, recall that we've been reading through Philippians, and St. Paul is imprisoned. You know, so he's served our Lord faithfully, and now he's been thrown into prison, and he knows probably what the end is going to be, that he's going to be executed. And yet, what is he saying to the Philippians? Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. And so he's giving them this command, if you will, this rejoice, gaudete, rejoice. And so how is it that someone who's in prison can really be commanding others to say rejoice? So what Paul is saying is that our joy in life, our fulfillment, our ultimate happiness comes not from our circumstances, but our ultimate fulfillment comes from our relationship with the Lord, our relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we can reach, even if we are in the most miserable of circumstances, we can still rejoice because we know that we possess the love of Christ within us. We know that we possess Jesus within us through the power of his grace. And so that's why we can always have this attitude of rejoicing, is because our joy comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from our circumstances. But the thing about our circumstances is that sometimes our circumstances cause us to doubt and to question whether we are in right relationship. You know, because what's the first when something bad happens, what's the first question we always ask ourselves? Why did it happen? Why did it happen to me? Is God angry with me? Does God hate me? And instead of seeing those circumstances as opportunities for a deeper configuration to Jesus Christ, because he underwent suffering, he underwent hardship, he underwent difficulty, trials, and yet we can still rejoice in all of that because he is with us. And when we carry that cross with him, we have joy in that, and that we can really rejoice in the Lord. And so as we continue on this Sunday of Advent, it gives us pause to really think about that. How is it that we can rejoice in the Lord? And so a couple of things is that we can do is, first of all, is that we want to, how can we have this joy always? Because again, joy, reading it in context of Galatians 5, a fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. So it's a fruit of this relationship with our Lord, of life in the Spirit. Okay, so how can we always have that joy? Because that's something that we really desire to have in our life. The first of all is to cultivate joy. So reflect daily on reasons to rejoice in our life. Have a list of gratitude items, you know, just start going through, you know, maybe it's a list of 10, maybe it's a list of 20 things. Why, you know, why can we rejoice? You know, what are we thankful for? Because it's a grateful heart really that leads to rejoicing. And so when we can Think about those things can help us focus on God's faithfulness to us, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Two, practice gentleness. You know, St. Paul, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Okay? So in practicing gentleness, think about how our interactions with others reflect the kindness and the gentleness of Jesus Christ. Are we approachable? Are we patient? Are we merciful? Or even under stress? You know, that's kind of like our, you know, those are kind of like our, in education you talk about formative and summative. Formative assessments are the ones where you're kind of helping people to learn, to grow, and then you have these big tests that are the summative ones. Okay, show me what you know. And so when we get into really stressful situations, these are assessment times. How are we doing? And sometimes we fail miserably. It's like, okay, back to the drawing board. I need more work. I need more practice. I need to begin again. But how do we do under stress? Are we practicing gentleness, kindness, patience under those times and cultivating that? Third, in anxiety, are we turning to prayer? Are we turning that anxiety to our Lord? Because we will have anxiety, troubles we will have in life. But what does St. Paul again say? Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Bring it. He's saying, bring it to the Lord. You're not undergoing this on your own. Bring it to the Lord and allow him to deal with it. Surrender it. Lord, I don't know what you're doing here, but I give this to you. I surrender this to you. Show me your path in the midst of this anxiety. Fourth thing we can do, trust in God's peace. So when we're faced with difficulty, we remind ourselves God's peace surpasses human understanding. So again, go to Scripture. Allow Jesus to speak to us. Again, listen to this. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. Have no anxiety, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your response known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So living in joy and living in the presence of the Lord, what does it produce? It produces peace in our heart because we're able to surrender that anxiety to him. And then we have that tranquility of order within us. And finally, to live in awareness of God's presence. So always remember that the Lord is near. And maybe we're having difficulty. Maybe we thinking about that awareness, you know, place yourself in the presence, you know, even in your mind's eye, in the presence of our Lord in the tabernacle, you know, of maybe your favorite church when you have those times of stress or anxiety. And remember that he is near to you, waiting for you to reach out to him. So, brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. So this passage from Philippians is really a powerful exhortation to us to live with joy, to live with trust, and to live in peace with the Lord and in the Lord. So St. Paul is inviting us as believers to let go of our anxiety and to embrace a life of prayer and a life of gratitude, trusting in the nearness and care of God. And this passage really calls us to rejoice, to be gentle, and to live as witnesses in the transformative peace of Christ. And in doing so, we will reflect God's kingdom and draw ever closer to him.